Sahapeh Mishnah Bez Amasamayan Shaina Yehola Lihi Katur Kaha. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a mafsek. If there's a stream running through your field, that the width of the stream is such that if you stand in the stream, you can't harvest from the field on both sides of the stream at the same time. Such a stream, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would divide the field into two. You'd have to take a path separately from each field on both sides of the stream. Now, the Amas Amai that this Mishnah is referring to is the same thing as the Shlulis that we had in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, it said that a Shlulis divides your field into two. And in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah does not say any difference as to how wide the Shlulis is. And the previous Mishnah didn't make a difference how wide the Shlulis is. In all cases, it would divide your field into two. While Rabbi Huda, this Mishnah, he holds that only if the Amas Amai is fairly wide, does it divide your field into two. But if it's a narrow Amas Amai, it does not divide the field into two, as Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah argues with the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, the Shlulis or the Amas Amai, they're both the same thing, would divide your field into two no matter how wide it is, while Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah holds that the Amas Amai only divides your field into two if it's wide enough that if you stand in the middle of the Amas Amai, you cannot harvest from the field on both sides of the Amas Amai at the same time. Anytime you have a hill in the middle of your field, that those hills are steep enough that you cannot plow those fields with your oxen pulling the plows like you do normally. Instead, those fields have to be plowed by hand. Those hills would not divide your field into two. We wouldn't say that the fields on both sides of the hill are considered separate fields and you have to take off paths separately from either one. Instead, the entire field is considered like one field. And even though there are hills in the middle of the field, that those hills cannot be plowed in the normal way with your oxen pulling the plows. But since the hills could be plowed by hand, those hills are considered part of your field. They don't divide the field into two, and therefore you can take off paths from one side of the hill for the field on the other side of the hill. It's all considered one field. Everything is mafik, divides a field in which grain is grown and makes it into two fields, obligating you to take our paths separately from both fields. In other words, everything that we mentioned in the first Mishnah divides a field in which grain is grown and makes it into two. And there's also something else that divides a field into two that is not mentioned in the first Mishnah, which is if there is a rock that extends along the width of the field, dividing the field into two. If the rock is large enough that when you're plowing the field, in order to take the plow from one side of the rock to the other side of the rock, you have to lift up the plow as the rock protrudes off the ground high enough that you cannot push the plow to the other side of the rock without lifting it up. Such a rock would also divide the field into two. But none of these things would divide an orchard into two. An orchard can only be divided into two if there is a getter, if there is a fence of 10 tefachim high. Such a fence would divide an orchard into two, obligating you to take up paths separately from either side of the fence. V'imhayasar koitesh eno mafsik elanoisein pea lakol. But if the branches of the trees on both sides of the fence extend over the fence and are intertwined with the branches on the trees on the other side of the fence, then even a fence would not divide an orchard into two, since the branches extend over the fence and are intertwined with the branches from the trees on the other side of the fence, and therefore you can take out a path from one side of the fence for the trees on the other side of the fence.